Okay, tonight is the 25th of November, 2017, and you joined us for the evening fellowship of the Pineville House Church. And we are planning on having a talk show coming up on Monday night. I've sent the announcement out to everyone. I talked to Chris today, and he has agreed to be the moderator. We're going to have try to have a different moderator every Monday night so we don't get in a rut and we have one person kind of dominating. And it's going to give me kind of a break. And so one night we'll have, Chris, and then one night we'll have Kevin, and then one night we'll have Walt, and then one night we'll have Ed Henry, and then Larry Phillips. And if there's other people that would like to be moderator, or we will put it like this, would be willing to be a moderator, you email me and let me know that you would be willing to do that. We were having some glitches with our system tonight, and we sang a song by Albert Brumley,
449.
449. We'll sing that again. I have a new laptop and I'm going to have to upgrade the audio on it. And I won't go into all that, but I'm still learning on that. So I'm back to the old computer tonight. Mark, you want to let's raise that a little bit. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, and to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. When I wander through the valley dim toward the setting of the sun, lead me safely to a land of rest when all the race on earth has run. He has put his faith in me, dear Lord, and I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, dear Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. That was sung by Albert Brumley. We were right out here by Brumley Memorial Highway. He was an Arminian. We had to change a few words in that song. He says, I have put my faith in thee. Albert Brumley, you can't do squat. So we changed it and said that he has put his faith in us. You know? Okay, Rosette wants to sing one of the Psalms. And I think it's
56.
Page 56. And Mark, you want to lead that, start that, lead that. And try not to go too low, because if you go too low, I won't be able to give it.
He gave them here the heathen's power, put haters in command. Their foes oppressed them, and they were subdued beneath their hand. He many times delivered them, but rebels still were they. In all their plans, so down they went, in sin to pine away. Yet their distress he looked upon, when he had heard their cry. And he remembered for his sake his covenant on high. Then he repented the multitude, and for his mercy's sake he gave them pity from all those who did them captive take. Save us, O Lord, our gracious God, from heathen gather us, that we may glory in thy praise and thank thy holy name. Blessed be the Lord, Lord Israel's God, through all eternity. Let all the people say amen. Praise to the Lord give ye.
Okay, let's sing. Let's just sing 460. I think it's an appropriate song for tonight. Master, the tempest is raging. Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish? How canst thou lie asleep when each moment so madly is threatening and raging the angry deep? Whether the winds and the waves shall obey thy will, whether the wrath of the storm tossy, or devils or men or whatever they be, no waters can swallow the ship whereby they master the moves in earth and skies. They also sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They also sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace, be still. Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today. The depths of my sad heart are troubled. Awaken and save, I pray. Torrents of sin and of anguish sweep o'er my sinking soul. And I perish, dear Master. Oh, hasten and take control. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Whether the wrath or the storm tossy, or devils or men or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace, be still. Master, the terror is over. The elements sweetly rest. Our sun in the calm lake is mirrored, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer. Leave me alone no more. And with joy I shall make the blessed harbor, and rest on the blissful shore. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm tossed sea, or devils, or men, or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace be still.
Well, tonight, I want to look at a couple things that we've talked about before here, and I don't understand, you know, a lot of things about the nature of God's kingdom and his, the way he has so orchestrated things. I don't understand it. But there's one thing that I do understand, that he is not only the master of the sea, but he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now, I'm going to look in the latter part of the 25th chapter of Matthew. I'm not going to go through the story of the 10 virgins. I'm not going to go through that tonight. But I want to look in the beginning with the 31st verse of the 25th chapter of Matthew. I'm going to look at some things here. It says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." Now, I don't know if you've ever read that and looked at that closely before or not, but I find that a very interesting verse. It says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." Isn't that interesting? Now that gives us a picture, again, of the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven, doesn't it? And it says, "And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats." God is the one that does the separating. Now, I have one question for those who are promoting the doctrine of free will. You say your decision is what makes you a sheep. And here it says God is the one that's going to be the separating out the sheep from the goats. That is very clear that it doesn't have anything to do with man's free will, because it says that he, speaking of Christ, shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. "And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left hand." Now, who is he that's going to do the setting here? Are you the one that's going to determine whether you're a goat or a sheep, or is Christ going to be the one? Well, according to this, he's the one that's going to set one on the left hand and one on the right hand. "Then shall the king," that's Jesus, "say unto them on the right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father." Notice here, he doesn't say, "Come, ye that accepted me into your heart." Notice that. Who does he tell to come? He said, he tells the ones to come that are blessed of his Father. Come, ye blessed of my Father. That sounds like another scripture, doesn't it? All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. Come to me, blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you since you let me into your heart. Is that what it says? Is that what it says, Mark?
No.
No. It says, come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you since you came down at an old-fashioned altar and it let me in your heart. Come unto me, you blessed of my Father, since you've died out to the old man. Come unto me, blessed of my Father, since you have been sanctified, holy. The second definite work of grace. None of that. No, he says here, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. What? Prepared for you what? From the what? Foundation of the world. That's predestination. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Well, now, a lot of the Arminians will use the next verses to try to justify work salvation. You know, naked you were and you clothed me, when you were a stranger and you took me in, and so on and so on. And he says in verse 40, the king shall answer, say, verily as I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, cursed, unto everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. And then he says all the things they didn't do. Now, one of the things that I would like to point out here is that we cannot do any good works apart from God. You know, we cannot do any good works apart from God. Now I want to go back to the 26th chapter of Matthew, and I want to look at a few verses here. And then I want to verse 31. Well, let's start with 30. When they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then said Jesus unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. All of you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, this is a decree, it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. Now, there's no way that any of the disciples could not have fled, because this was a decree of God. Realize this? Reminds me of a television program they used to have on about this, I forget the name of it, but it was about something about time, and you couldn't reverse what was going to happen. And they would get down, and the car would be coming to the intersection, and he'd crash, and it was all, and they tried to do everything they could to keep it from happening, but they couldn't keep it from happening. This is what we're talking about here. You can't reverse the decree of God. You can try as you might. Jesus said to them, all ye shall. He didn't say all ye might be offended. As long as you don't flee from me and you stay with me, you won't be offended. No, he said ye shall be offended. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall. There's, you know what? Whenever there's a shall in there, look out. The sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. And then Peter decides he's going to be a Mr. Arminian, didn't he? Peter answered and said to him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will, there's his will, yet will, there comes the will in the matter, will I never be offended. You talk about cocky. No wonder God used the cock crowing to get to cocky Peter. You know what? No wonder he used the cock crowing to get to cocky Peter. Jesus said to him, verily, I say unto you that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter now is really calling Jesus Christ a liar. In this next verse, 35, he might as well be saying to Jesus, you're a lion through your teeth. He might as well be saying that. What's he say? Peter said unto him, though I should die with ye, yet will I not deny thee. Well, not just Peter didn't just say that. You know what? Peter didn't just say that. All the disciples were calling Jesus a liar. Because he said earlier that they're all going to flee from him. And they said likewise also said all the disciples. Have you ever called Jesus a liar? We all have. We all have. We all have shown that we didn't believe what Christ said by our very actions. Many, many times we've called Jesus a liar by our thoughts, by our words, by our deeds. Well, now you notice, I want to look down now. When they arrested Christ, there was also one amongst them, and I believe it was Peter by some of the other information that we have. But we'll look back and verse 50, it says the second part of verse 50. Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. And Jesus said unto him, put up again thy sword into his place, for they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou not that I cannot pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But look what he says in the next verse, in verse 54. Look what he says in 54. What Christ is pointing out here is, and I'm putting this in my vernacular, If I were to call 12,000 angels, okay, then how in the world would Scripture be fulfilled? That's what he says in 54. How then shall the scripture be fulfilled? That it must be. That's a decree by God that it was going to happen. Well, what's he saying, 56? But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. That's why it was done. And immediately, all the disciples did what? Stuck with him until he died with him, went to the cross with him. That's what they said they were going to do. That's what Peter said he was going to do. Then the disciples forsook him and fled. Okay. Well, after all that happened, then we see the reality came over Peter in verse 75. Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said to him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And he went out and wept bitterly. Oh my. My free will didn't work. Crud. I thought I would be successful in my will worship. And my will failed me. Jesus told him the cock was going to crow. Jesus told him he was going to deny. Peter remembered the word he said to him, which said unto him, "Before the cock crow," and he went out and wept bitterly. He had a realization that his will didn't do squat for him right there. If he ever recognized the sovereignty of God and his decrees, it was right there, wasn't it? Why do you think later on Peter, when Christ asked him, "Lovest thou me?" What did Peter say? Peter didn't say, "I will always love you." Peter didn't say, "I'll never deny you." Peter said, "Thou knowest." That's a good answer, isn't it? Isn't that a good answer? "Thou knowest." Well, now I want to go back and I want to end this tonight with something that is kind of interesting. I wonder how many times we have to be shown while we're living on the earth that our wills are in God's hands. You know, our wills are in God's hands. You know, a lot of people are into will worship. They're into will worship. They believe that their will can circumvent the decree of God. Wow. You know, I've had even people tell me before that my belief, I've heard people say, my belief and my faith is what brought salvation to me. My faith and my belief. Wow. Now, in Ephesians 1:5, Paul said, and he's speaking here about the will of God, not the will of man. In fact, he starts out by saying, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God." Okay. He also says that we are blessed that Jesus Christ has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He also tells us that He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. He also tells us that He's predestinated us in the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. Of His will. Not our will. And He also tells us that we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him, who worketh all things after the counsel of His will, not our will. Now, anyone that reads through the first chapter of Ephesians and still wants to say that they have a free will, their eyes have not been enlightened to the truth of the gospel. In verse 19, Paul says, "What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power?" According to the working of His mighty power. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name, that includes you if you're a free willer, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, that includes you if you're a free willer, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. And you hath He quickened. And you hath He quickened. You haven't done anything. You haven't quickened yourself. And He says, verse 8, "For by grace are ye saved, not through your free will." The Arminian says, "By free will are ye saved, through faith." Paul says, "By grace are ye saved, through faith." Paul says, "It's not of yourselves." You say, if you're a free will, that it is of yourself. Paul says it's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. You say it's my own free will. Well, I wanted just to point out those things to us tonight because we're living in a time when these doctrines, these lies of Arminianism are so prevalent that we need to be reminded of Psalm 110:3 again. "Thy people shall be willing in the day of Thy power." God's the one that makes us willing. And I think that the doctrine of free will is really nothing more than I have a friend that calls it satanic. It's satanic. That's the doctrine of free will. It's satanic. It is satanic. It's satanic. Whatever you want, you satanic, satanic, you know, and I know that I repeat this a lot, and you may get tired of it, maybe somewhat redundant, but it was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that His Father would choose me to be predestinated into adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from his kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will, but Christ that showed mercy, and he did fulfill all that his Father required. Christ said, peace be still. So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, it was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity. So I leave you with that tonight. Do we have a final selection?
Page 51
in the old school hymnal. Mark, you want to lead that for us?
Yeah, just a minute.
To him who did salvation bring. Isn't that interesting?
To him
who did salvation bring, wake every tuneful power and sing a song of sweetest praise, a song of sweetest praise. His grace diffuses as the rain round nature, flowery hills and plains, and spreads a thousand ways, and spread a thousand ways. We feel redemption drawing near, we soon in glory shall appear, and be forever blessed, and be forever blessed. His promise never can delay. Our Jesus on the appointed day will give his people rest, will give his people rest. By faith we view him coming down with angels hovering all around. He smiles upon his saints, he smiles upon his saints. He cries aloud in melting strains, I come to save you from your pains and in your sore complaints, and in your sore complaints. The smiling millions rise and sing, all glory, glory to our King. The grandest size is come, the grandest size is come. You everlasting doors fly wide, the church is glorious as a bride, and Jesus takes her home, and Jesus takes her home. He did it all. God bless.